Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. I'm Jeff Gamet. Today is Friday, September 14th, 2018. With me today, I have Dave Hamilton. How are you, Dave?
I am well. Thanks for having me, Jeff.
Glad to have you here. And Adam Christensen from the MacCast. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, and it's good to have you here, too. It's also good that Jamf now is our sponsor today. I'm excited to talk about them, but I'm also excited to talk about Apple Watch, so I think we should hop into that. And so what's spurring this Apple Watch conversation today is that it feels like Apple Watch is becoming more than an iPhone accessory and is becoming something that fits in your life as a medical device.
Yeah, this is interesting to me, right? Because, Apple's made it clear for years that they see, health technology devices as a thing. And the Apple Watch certainly is part of that. It's not the only part of that, right? The iPhone certainly, plays its role there. But Apple clearly made a commitment, both outwardly and obviously in terms of development, to move down this path. And this latest Apple Watch is really, the fact that you can do an EKG on it, right, is that it speaks volumes, right? Mm-hmm. To the fact that, wow, this is like a thing. And I've got a friend who, whose doctor actually asked them about this because they're going through a thing. And the doctor said, this Apple Watch might be a good thing for you. And because otherwise they were going to need to do like routine EKGs and that sort of thing. And just to monitor some stuff. And it got me to thinking, like, wait a minute, I've always been able to write off my Apple Watch and my computers and those sorts of things for tax purposes as a business expense.
Right? Sure.
Because that's what, it's what we do. Right. And I've actually been through audits and that's never been a problem. Right. Not saying it would work for you, but maybe it would. But you can also write off all your medical expenses. You got to talk to your accountant about how your tax flows because there's like a fixed amount that you can write off. And if you have to be more than that for it to be worthwhile to itemize and all of that stuff.
Right.
But does the Apple Watch now, like in that scenario that I just told you about, does that now qualify that person to write that off as a medical expense? And it sure seems like it would. I mean,
when it comes down to classification, with FDA approval for the EKG, does it then become classified as a medical device?
Well, in terms of what the IRS is much looser than the FDA, right? Right. If you need to install a ramp at your house because you now need to use a wheelchair some or all of the time, like that ramp is tax deductible.
Sure.
Right. For medical reasons. So, whether or not it's not an FDA approved ramp necessarily. Right.
Right. Right. No.
So I would think that, yes, if it has passed FDA approval, then the IRS certainly would agree that it's a medical device. The question would be context. Right.
Did the doctor say you needed it?
Yeah. Show? Right. Yeah, exactly. Can you show a valid reason for this? Maybe we'll get there, but I'll dangle it out here. And then, at what point do you just file that expense, and have it go towards your deductible with your health insurance company?
Well, and health insurance companies are already subsidizing Apple Watches. And I just was checking on this. Also, life insurance companies are subsidizing Apple Watches. And we heard about it initially. I think it was Aetna. Was doing it for their employees. So employees could get an Apple Watch and basically the company would pay for it. But it expanded to United Healthcare, I guess, is doing this now. Wow. You can get a Series 3 Apple Watch through United Healthcare. And the even more interesting one to me was John Hancock Life Insurance is doing it, but you have to basically earn points. So you pay $25 up front, and then as long as you're working out and exercising, you can earn points, and you earn enough points and they'll make your payment for the 2 years. You know, it's a 24-month program. So long as you keep up your exercise each month, you won't owe anything. But you fall down on it, it sounds like you got to pay part of that monthly cost.
Right. Well, so now this gets interesting, right? Because it's one thing for your insurance company to cover it. It's another thing for your insurance company or your employer or whomever, right, to cover it. But you have to share you have to share your data. Right. No, I get it. They want you to stay like on the surface, this all makes sense. But what's happening is you're trading some privacy for money.
Which people seem to like to do a lot.
Yeah, I know.
FYI.
Yeah, no. I'm not. Yeah, right. This is actually a good business model.
Perfectly, really happy to do that.
Yep. Mm-hmm. But that's what it is, right? Is you are trading. And I will warn you, there have been cases, not with Apple Watch, but definitely insurance cases where these monitors, they'll put a monitor on your car or whatever, that, you know, monitors as long as you don't speed, right?
Yeah.
Like there have been insurance companies that have dropped people. Now, you know, if you've got an ACA plan, they probably can't drop you. Although maybe there's some edge case where they could, I don't know. Like, you know, if you intentionally act irresponsible, does that, I don't know enough about the law to be certain that there are no scenarios where you can be dropped, but certainly a lot less with ACA. But life insurance, totally different story than health insurance. And there are lots of, like, if anybody who has ever bought life insurance, especially term life or something, like, there are so many clauses in there about if you act irresponsibly, you're out. You know, right. The coverage is null and void, especially during the first 24 months and, you know, all that stuff. So that's interesting. Like, I don't know how I feel about that, but I agree with you, Adam.
I wouldn't do it. I mean, I wouldn't do it personally, but I mean, I can see how it could be appealing to people. You know,
totally.
$25, you get an Apple Watch Series 3. Come on.
Yeah.
Huh. It's a deal.
It is a deal. That's the
just let us, you know, just let us slurp in all your personal data.
Let us know everything about you at all times.
Yeah. I'm feeling so comfortable about that.
Yeah. 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 I mean, again, you know, I mean, when you say it that way, of course, it seems nefarious and all that. And perhaps it's not intended to be, but know how this data can be used for and against you.
Yeah.
Before you commit. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. It's fascinating.
Yeah, but the whole thing about Apple Watch now legitimately, for at least some people, being part of their medical coverage, or at least monitoring, I'm just finding this fascinating.
Oh, yeah, right. That's the thing is, I mean, but this is, like, this is what Apple, this is the picture Apple painted just a few years ago. Like, the day will come when you and your doctor have a relationship that includes your Apple Watch talking to them. And now, you know, we've heard a real world example of this.
Well, that's today too, though, with their new medical records feature, right? I mean, a lot of people are enabling this. My insurance company is offering it. If I go in and my doctor wants me under a study or some sort of health thing, he can give me a passcode now that I can plug into my phone, and boom, it links right into their data system. And that data is, you know, we get to pick and say, yeah, I want to share this data with my doctor. But that data is then automatically shared with the doctor. The reciprocation of that, though, is I have access to all of my medical records, which is really cool, in my opinion. I guess I can do it through, my wife told me, and I didn't know this, I could do it through their website now, too.
Yeah, that's relatively new, though.
I worry about a little bit privacy wise, but I feel more comfortable with it going directly to my phone, because I know Apple built an entire platform and system for that, you know, focused around security. And being a web developer and knowing how web development often goes, I'm not so sure how much I trust you know, the web development company or people. And that's not to say they're bad programmers or anything like that. But
no, but mistakes can be made.
Screw up, right?
Yeah.
And especially if you know, hopefully that's, is, you know, a huge priority to them. But yeah, it's getting really interesting. But I really want to hook mine up. You know, like I'm considering just making a and I need to do it anyway, a regular health checkup, just so I can ask my doctor, can I have the code so I can link this up?
Yeah. So, but here's the thing, right? You know, just remember that your medical records aren't just seen by your doctor, oftentimes your insurance company has the ability to see them too. And if you do, again, go for something like term life, they will ask for your permission to see those records in order to underwrite the policy.
Sure.
And again, then that so instead of it, just like right now, your doctor only has the information that, you know, pre Apple Watch, pre, you know, mm-hmm. biometric sensor tied to your body full time days, your doctor only has the information that you explicitly share with them at your office visit. So it's pretty easy to compartmentalize that, right? Whereas as soon as you have these sensors on your body that are just, you know, dumping to your doctor, there may be things in there that wind up, you know, hurting people, especially in the early days of this, as the life insurance companies sort of level set and say, oh, right, well, you know, this is sort of normal, so don't worry about it. Like, it could wind up hurting. It also could wind up helping.
And here's a thing I don't know about that, and that's part of the reason why I'd like to test it out. And maybe it sounds like neither of you guys have turned this feature on, but it was somewhat my understanding that you would have control of the faucet. Meaning, yeah, like, you can link it up, but you can then turn it on or off it at will.
Sure.
So I get a call from your doctor. Hey, I'm not getting your data.
And you can tell them that's right.
I turned it off.
Yeah. But it's I'm wrapping factual. Up a 4-day bender. You know, you gotta give me a little bit and then I'll turn it back on. That's right.
Yeah.
Can you do that? I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know. You can take your watch off.
I would presume that Apple would enable it that way, but
yeah, but you can take your watch off.
Opt in and then opt out at any point, and the end user would be in control, not your doctor,
not your doctor,
the hospital.
Yeah,
but I haven't tried it out.
Well, now we all have homework. Hey, we have a sponsor today, and our sponsor is Jamf Now. And what I love about Jamf Now is that it's just so easy for me to keep track of all of the Apple devices that I have, manage settings, keep on top of what operating system versions I have on each device, and even if I want, push out custom apps to my Mac, my iPhone, my iPad. And if you're using a business, this probably sounds really appealing. If you're using a business, if you have a business, this probably sounds really appealing because you can now manage all of the devices that you have for your company. You can get your custom apps out to your employees. You can wipe and brick devices remotely if they're lost or stolen. And it's just a fantastic tool for managing all of your iPhones, your iPads, your Macs. It even does Apple TV. And it's so simple, and it's really inexpensive. You can sign up for free, and you get 3 devices on your account for free. And if you have more devices, it's only $2 per device per month. So it's super cheap, and it's proven really useful for me. I keep track of my family's devices for them, and it's worked out really well. It's just a wonderful thing. So here's what you need to do. Head over to the Jamf Now website. That's jamf.com, jamf.com/TDO, and sign up for your free account. And that's it. Now you have 3 devices for free forever and only $2 per device per month after that. So that's jamf.com, jamf.com/TDO. And thank you to Jamf Now for being our sponsor. Okay, excuse me. So the other thing that I thought we should talk about today, Adam, let's start with you, because before the big event,
keynote,
you were openly questioning if you would pre-order any of the new devices.
Yeah, specifically the iPhone, being an iPhone 10 owner. Yeah.
Yeah. So what happened with that?
I'm me and I have no self-control. No.
I feel your pain.
Yeah. Like, I think I fooled no one when I was saying those things. Who actually knows me? No, I really honestly was not sure based on the specs. And I might have even mentioned that a lot of it was going to have to do what they did with new features, specifically like the camera systems and stuff like that. And I think what kind of put me over the edge was the new, I'm going to get the wrong term, depth of field control in the camera, and that being exclusive to, I think it's exclusive to the new models. And so that combined with a few other things was enough for me, because I have to do this, you know, partly for my job, to say, okay, I'm going to get questions about enough of these new features that I want to be able to answer firsthand. And that was what was kind of key for me. A lot of the other things didn't really change, like Face ID hasn't changed, you know, there's a lot of things. And so some of the neural engine stuff that they're doing, I think I need to be able to take advantage of. So it was really more about it being a tool for me. So that said, if it was just me buying the phone, two things probably would have happened. I was blown away by the iPhone XR. I think it's absolutely the best upgrade, even from a 10, in terms of value proposition, you know, what you're getting in terms of new technology and performance versus the price. I still find that the 10 and the 10S and the 10S Max to be, I mean, they're expensive. You know, I'm not going to go out and say that they're too expensive, but they're expensive devices. And I can see how for a lot of people, it's hard to justify that large of a spend on a phone. So I think the 10R is amazing in terms of the value proposition for a lot of people. And I seriously considered upgrading to that. But again, I'm kind of locked into the two lens system. And because there is some little tweaks on the, I think it was the wide angle lens, right, that they opened up a little bit more in terms of the sensor. I get a lot of questions about the photography features on phones on the phone. So those are the things that kind of put me over the edge. And the other thing was, is, you know, price was an issue for me. I went ahead and went on the upgrade program this year, just because I didn't want to outlay that big of a chunk up front, and because it's zero interest. But what I plan to do is just each month I'm going to make double payments, so that and I checked with Apple to make sure that I could pay it off early, and then that would cover it, because my other concern is we hand down the phones in my family, so I need to own the phone at the end of it. I need to be at a point where I can't trade it in, because it's going to actually go down the line in my family. So because I was able to do that and not have to outlay, you know, ostensibly when you add Apple Care, which is, you know, like $1,500 right up front, I went ahead and pulled the trigger.
I'm not surprised, because I know you. So Dave, did you pre-order anything?
I slept soundly last night. No, I did not. And I'm like, you know, it was interesting hearing you kind of walk through that, Adam, because I feel exactly the same way, except I am not the photography guy, right? Like, I get questions about a lot of different things, but photography is not it, because it's not an interest of mine. It certainly, I take pictures, but I am not, you know, it's just not a thing for me.
The irony is I'm not either. I just get a lot of people that will ask about it, because it's a feature that a lot of people in my audience seem to really care
about. And that makes sense. Yeah, right. So because of that, I didn't feel compelled by the XS or the XS Max to upgrade. I mean, I've got an iPhone 10. We do the hand-me-down, trickle-down thing in our house. So because of that, I feel like if I don't buy at least one phone this year, I'm probably going to wind up in a pickle where I have to buy three phones or something at one
point. I had that same dilemma too. That was another factor in this.
So I think I need to do something, but it's not like the XR really, or the 10R, sorry.
The 10R, yeah.
Really is a compelling value proposition. I mean, it's what's interesting about it is, you said, the 10S and the 10S Max are expensive, but where they become really expensive is when the 10R exists, right? And you can compare. It's not like you're comparing to Android devices with similar capabilities. It is literally an iPhone and the same chip. And, you know, one of at least, well, two of the same cameras, just not three, not an OLED screen, but you know, I really want to kind of compare that. Like, how much does that matter to me?
I mean, Apple's LCDs, no one will dispute, are bar none
are some awesome.
Of the best LCDs mm-hmm. in the world, and this one's supposed to be better than ever. So.
Right. Right. So I like from that standpoint, I'm really leaning 10R now. Yeah. In the next week or two, I may change my mind and then, of course, regret that because I missed the opportunity to have it right away. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it like the existence of the 10R, you know, everybody talks about how
10R is not here till October. So
I know. But it exists as an idea. Right.
Yes.
Yeah, and it will be a thing. And so we're talking about a month, right? It's right. not yeah, it's yeah. not a big deal. So and then we did the same thing last year, right? The 10 we couldn't get till October. Right. You know, so the existence of the 10R actually makes the other iPhones more expensive because it is apples to apples. No pun intended. I'm leaning towards that. It's, you know, more in line with what I think a smartphone is worth, especially knowing that, you know, there's no reason it wouldn't have it will have, in terms of like performance, it will have the same staying power as the 10S, right? It's the same chip. It's all that stuff. It's not crippled from a performance standpoint. So, you know, people were saying, well, it's interesting, you know, like why did Apple, somebody asked in our Facebook group, for Mac Geek Gab, why did Apple do this? Like, why would they put the same chip in there? Why wouldn't they want to cripple it? It's like, well, maybe you're missing Apple's intention with this, right? Mm-hmm. They don't want to cripple it. They want to be the ones to cannibalize their own market.
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah. Right.
That's a good place to be.
That's going to have a great ASP for them, I bet. With the LCD screen, you know, and slightly less expensive components. It's not a cheap phone by any stretch, but it's still premium priced. I mean, let's be honest. If you look at the lineup of what's in the market, it's still a premium priced phone. And it is a premium phone. I mean, it's not skimping on the components either. So I think, again, it's a fair price to value proposition, and they're going to sell a ton of them. And add to the fact, there's one area of performance where it's the best phone you can buy, and that's battery. And that's the number one thing most consumers want in a smartphone.
Fair.
There was a study just last week, and they asked, if a new iPhone comes out, what's the feature you want most? And number one on the list was longer battery.
Yep. So. Yeah, I know. So the 10R, especially because I, you know, the nuances, that the extra, the third camera provides, or the second, you know, camera on that side provides, right, are not. I am convinced they are not important to me. I rarely use that.
The telephoto. I kind of feel the same way. I mean, it's the telephoto lens, and I don't zoom in on stuff. And maybe that's just because I was trained early on that it wasn't an option.
And I just forget about it. All the time.
Yeah. I actually use mine a lot. I will zoom in, but that lens is weird, to be perfectly honest. It, like, there's a graininess that happens using that lens versus the other one. So I'm not convinced it's actually better for me, but again, it could be, this is all really interesting. Yeah. So how about you, Jeff?
I did not get a new phone, and I would like one because of the camera in the 10S.
Yeah,
but since Apple did their thing where the iPhone X came out later, that means I'm now off cycle for doing my annual upgrade.
Right.
So I
you can pay the difference.
Yeah, but it was surprising how much that difference was. In my case, it was $500.
Oh, wow. You're way off cycle.
Yeah. And which is not what I was expecting. So I think what I'm doing this time around is not upgrading. And then when I get the next iPhone, I'll be back on cycle, and I'll have a hand-me-down phone again, which will make someone very happy. I have no doubt. I did, however, order a Series 4 Apple Watch. The new health features that it has are very compelling for me. And
yeah.
So I'm going from a Series 3 to a Series 4 watch, which means that I'll have a Series 3 watch available pretty soon. which will probably end up being a hand-me-down.
Yeah.
Did you go gold?
No, I went black because it goes with everything. Black is the new black. So I am looking forward to seeing my Apple Watch Series 4 on Friday. And I did it for an in-store pickup because I can get it earlier in the day that way.
Right. Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah. Yep.
I still like going to the Apple store on launch days.
Yeah, it is
kind of fun to hang out there and see what people are up to.
Right.
Yeah, there will likely be a series. If the finances work out, the Series 4 may be a Christmas present to myself. We'll see.
Well, Merry Christmas.
I'm very intrigued. I have a Series 2 now, and I was kind of blown away by the Apple Watch. For me, the Apple Watch Series 4 and the iPhone XR sort of stole the show this past week.
I agree.
I agree. I'm still on a Series 0 Apple Watch.
Wow.
Well, but I don't wear my Apple Watch every day.
Right,
I wear it more frequently than any other watch. But it functions just fine for me. So,
oh, they're great.
But the Series 4 is the first watch since the original that they've released where I thought, okay, like this might actually make sense to upgrade. Like, and I like
you are not alone. I can't tell you the number of people that I've heard from who are on Series 0 that are upgrading this year. Like,
right,
that seems to be the largest portion of watch owners. And every one of them say exactly the same thing you just said. I still love my Series 0, but I think I'm ready for an upgrade now, basically.
Yeah. Right, right. Yep. Yeah.
Hey, we're out of time, so we need to wrap up. Adam, thanks for being here today.
Hey, thanks for having me.
And Dave, thank you for being here as well.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
It's great to have both of you here. And thank you to Jamf now for being our sponsor all week long. Head over to their website, jamf.com, jamf.com/TDO. Sign up for your free account. 3 devices for free forever. Manage your iPhone, your iPad, and your Mac. It's a beautiful, wonderful thing. And listeners, thank you for joining us. I hope everyone has a wonderful weekend, and we'll see you again on Monday.